So, interesting crunching of all kinds of numbers, complete with spiffy graphs and charts. But the conclusion is this. Supermarkets are, the accusation is, hiking their prices at a rate in excess of the rate of inflation. So while people are absolutely popping their eyes at the price of bacon, part of that is inflation. Part of it is that the supermarket has decided that they can make a little bit more money. Here to explain the economics of this phenomenon, economist D.T. Cochran at the Canadians for Tax Fairness joins us. Good to have you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so, I mean, I kind of mapped it out in broad strokes, but, I mean, what exactly is going on here? Do you actually buy that it is going on, that they are unacceptably inflating their prices and pretending it's all inflation?
Yeah, absolutely. Economics can be very intimidating for people, but I think people intuitively understand exactly what's going on here. The story is very simple. The grocery chains have a lot of pricing power, and they're exercising that power and pushing up prices. And it's not just that they're taking advantage of inflation. They are inflation. They're inflating prices that are affecting all of us when we go and buy groceries.
Is there a role here for government to be playing? I mean, we don't necessarily want government to legislate the price of groceries.
There absolutely is. It has been said about the housing market that we need a silver shotgun approach because there's no one simple solution. The same is true here. Food is obviously vital for everyone, and we have kind of abdicated control of how food gets distributed to these large grocery chains. There may be a role for trying to incentivize more competition, but it's not as simple as that. We saw this year a fight between Loblaws and Frito-Lays over the price of chips. Would a bunch of smaller grocery chains have been able to stand up to Frito-Lays the way that Loblaws was? Loblaws was able to do that in part because they're big, but then because they're big, they also set the prices and we can't really do very much about it. So there is a role for a lot of different regulatory options. Our group advocates for considering excess profit taxes. What sort of profits do we think these companies should be making? Are they making them in a legitimate way? And if not, an excess profits tax is a way to make sure that those funds continue to circulate and can get back into people's pockets to keep life affordable.
Okay, but that certainly gets us into some very, very philosophical and political territory. The idea that there is such a thing as excess profit, the retailers would just say, you make what you can make.
Absolutely. That's been the tale for a long time, justified by a theory of how markets work that is completely disconnected from reality. Anyone who's taken an economics 101 class and seen the happy little intersection of supply and demand, that has nothing to do with what's actually taking place in the economy. So we can't abdicate our responsibility for the rules over how we want our economy to function. It's time to start taking responsibility again, which means having some of those philosophical debates that we've been avoiding because we wanted to just, quote unquote, leave it to the market.
Okay. Would you allege then that there is a degree of, I'm choosing my words very carefully, that it's accidental that the three major grocery retailers have all been accused of this? Or are we back to the bread price fixing where they actually were all in on it?
I doubt that they're all meeting in a room and coming up with a nefarious conspiracy with bread fixing. There was stuff that was clearly illegal, but this is much subtler than that for many of these products, a lot of which still ends up effectively being price fixing. It just doesn't look like it on the face of it. Honestly, one of the most shocking things about the bread fixing conspiracy was just how stupid they were to get caught doing it when there's so many ways to get away with it without doing something so obvious.
Thank you very much for this. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. Always happy to talk about these issues.
This is, that was economist D.T. Cochran. He's with the Canadians for Tax Fairness.